This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ryan Fort is an Arkansas native who learned his musical chops in his home state, studying and playing along with musicians like Jim Gleason, Keith Jackson, and Claudia Burson. He's been absent from Arkansas for a while, living in Greeley, Colorado for almost 10 years. He's back now, if only temporarily, to play several gigs around Fayetteville. Thursday and Friday nights, he'll be playing with Drew Packard at Legacy Blues. Steve Wilkes will sit in on drums Friday night. Should be quite a treat. And his most recent CD, a rock-inspired outing with the band Stone Cricket. Ryan Fort, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me on the program.
So, almost a decade away in Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, it's been a while. I come home fairly often. I try to make it home twice a year. So I love coming home, and I always try to play shows when I'm here and kind of connect with the musicians that I came up with.
What has changed for you in your playing, your guitar, in those 10 years since you've been away?
Playing music is a lifelong thing, and if you ever stop learning new things, then you're doing something wrong. Or if you think you've arrived, you're doing something wrong. But I do feel like I'm, especially in my jazz playing, kind of starting to develop a sound. And hopefully when people hear me, they can recognize, okay, that's Ryan, that's not Grant Green, that's not Wes Montgomery, who are people that I tried to emulate, of course. And I'm trying to get past that where you're just kind of copying licks that you've learned from other master musicians and kind of developing your own sound. I'm trying to get to that point, and it's been a really fun process, and just trying to make the instrument speak and make it sing.
How do you figure out, or how do you, just by playing and playing and playing?
Just by playing and playing, and of course, I still transcribe other musicians' music and solos and what have you, but I try now, when I play a tune, it's not just, okay, let's just play this tune. I try to have a conception going into it. How do we want this to sound? What kind of emotion do we want to portray or express? Do we want this tune to sound dark? Do we want it to be kind of happy and light? What kind of drum groove do we want to have? So it's not just 1, 2, 3, play. It's like, think about what kind of things we want to accomplish with the presentation of the music, whether it's on a live show or a recording.
Rock CD that with the band Stone Cricket,
You
know, it is more of a rock record.
Absolutely.
I do hear influences of jazz.
Yeah.
I do.
It's hard to hide that.
Right.
So everyone in the band is a jazz musician, so it just comes out. And we even intentionally did some things. The vocalist has a few vocal improvisations that kind of sound like scat singing, but it's still underneath that kind of rock foundation, the rock beat, or whatever you want to call it. So, but yeah, people who know jazz will probably hear that in coming through in the album.
What's different for you if you're in the studio and you're playing a more rock-oriented selection of music than jazz?
It's totally different, and I tried to come at it with a great deal of respect and just reverence for the music. But like when I've done jazz CDs in the past, We would go into the studio. We already knew what we were going to do, and we did the tunes in 1 or 2 takes with no overdubbing. All the musicians are in the same room, and we don't go into isolation booths. So, because with jazz, you have to have that interaction with the other musicians. You want to feed off what's going on. There's a lot of group interaction. So you want to be in the same room, be able to see each other. And it's 1 or 2 takes, not a lot of overdubbing. Of course, the mixing process, yeah, you might change some levels here and there. Let's bring the guitar up. With the rock project, it took a lot longer. We've been working on the CD for like 3 years. And of course, each musician's in an isolation booth. That way, if we need to go back and change something, because it has to be a little more perfect. It has to be a little more produced. And there's a lot of layering of parts. Like some of the songs that on the CD have 2, 3, 4 guitar parts.
The fourth cut on the CD is called The Winding Road. That's about leaving Arkansas?
Yeah, the tune, it was inspired by a lot of the things that I miss about being here and about growing up here. And it also is about how things have changed. I remember when I left, especially like in the Rogers area, you know, a lot of that, it was just fields and, you know, ditches and trees and streams. And there's still a lot of that beauty, but there's that little area where I remember one time I came home and it looked like it had just sprung up overnight.
It almost did.
And that's not what the song is about, but it's just a general sense of how things have changed since I've left. Running through the
What will we see and hear at Legacy Blues? You're with Drew Packard both nights, Steve Wilkes on drums the Friday night.
I'm playing, jazz is my main thing. I don't have any rock gigs scheduled here because I was not able to bring, with the rock band, it's got to be Stone Cricket. I can't, just grab random musicians. With jazz, I can hook back up with Claudia or Steve or Drew Packard and we can play like we just, have been playing all our lives.
How many guitars do you own?
I'm a guy more about quality over quantity. So I only have two guitars. I have a really nice jazz. It's a Hofner Jazzica Custom. It's a German guitar. And that's what I use on my jazz gigs. And I have an American Fender Telecaster for my rock stuff. And it's tricked out. It's got custom pickups and all that stuff. So, and a maple neck. If anybody wants to buy a Fender guitar, get ones with maple necks. Those are the smooth, play like butter kind.
Okay, I'm not a musician, so help me out. What's the better neck does what?
Well, okay, there's rosewood necks, and they look like tree bark or wood, and they're just a little rougher. And a maple neck is a smoother wood, and it's coated. They coat that, and it just, to me, it just sings, and you can slide up and down the neck. And I'm not a big guitar tech gearhead kind of guy, but I know a little bit about the instruments. So the rosewood necks are fine. I mean, Fender makes good guitars whether you get a rosewood neck or a maple neck. Mine's a maple neck, and I just lucked out with that and really like it.
RyanFortMusic.com.
Yes.
And then Legacy Blues, both nights beginning at 6 on Thursday and Friday.
Correct,
the 20th and 21st.
You got it.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
You can find music by Ryan Fort and his new rock band Stone Cricket online at Amazon.com, CD Baby, and iTunes. For more information about Ryan, you can go to RyanFortMusic.com. He'll be at Legacy Blues Thursday and Friday night beginning at 6. This is Ozarks at Large.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Saturday night from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. On this week's program, beginning at 10 p.m., I will continue with the Dave Brubeck interview that we have gotten into. This is the third part of a four-part interview done with Dave Brubeck back in 1991 by the famous West Coast radio personality Fred Hall. Also on the show, we'll hear music from Jesse Davis and Patricia Barber, Duke Ellington, Bobby Hutcherson, Terrence Blanchard, and much more. That's the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz from 10 till 1.